Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The feds now involved in the Key Bridge collapse investigation, John Schaefer explains.
The FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse. Agents have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending the span to the bottom of the Baltimore Harbor. The Washington Post is reporting part of the investigation is focused on whether or not the crew left the port knowing the ship had electrical problems.
Nationwide pro-Palestine protest actions Monday, causing mass disruptions all across the country. At one point, a crowd of demonstrators were clashing with New York City police on the Brooklyn Bridge. Out west, protesters blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. Earlier, they had shut down the main highway near Chicago's O'Hare Airport, among other protest actions in major cities all across the nation. The top Democrat in the Senate says the recent Iranian drone and missile attacks into Israel only remind of the urgency to pass foreign aid spending. A $95 billion Senate proposal remains on ice. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday.
The best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the other chamber has floated addressing aid for each separate ally one at a time, starting with Israel this week. Jury selection in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial continues. Tuesday, the former president spoke briefly to reporters after no final jurors were seated Monday.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever.
New York Judge Juan Merchan refusing Trump's request to allow him to attend immunity claims arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court next week. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The city of San Antonio, Texas, continues devoting public money to helping women get abortions out of state if necessary. Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
The autonomy of women remains under constant threat, especially as it relates to the decisions they make over their own bodies.
The autonomy of women, thriving since the invention of birth control, has been challenged since the overturning of Roe v. Wade at the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas law currently bans most abortions after 6 weeks. There's a new political action committee forming around the idea of helping Muslims and naturalized citizens run for federal office in the U.S. The Cavalry Pack, as it's called, is backing one progressive media personality named Cenk Uygur, who's a natural citizen, arguing that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution gives him and others the right to run for office. Fans of Billy Joel say the rock icon got seriously snubbed by CBS Sunday in the middle of an airing of his 100th residency performance at Madison Square Gardens in New York.
Next, Donald Trump's historic criminal trial.
Joel's concert was delayed 30 minutes due to the Masters tournament, then got cut off due to local news programming. Fans who did not get to watch the entire concert could still catch it on streaming platform Paramount Plus. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, can you imagine this number? 17.8 million children live without a biological step or adoptive father in the home. 17.8 million children. Now, that's enough children to fill New York City twice or Los Angeles four times over. The truth is this. The number one social problem in America is the epidemic of fatherlessness. He's the lead pastor of Dwelling Place Church and International in Middle Tennessee. He's on a mission to bring God's encounters to men and fathers everywhere, and he's sharing this needed message. Pastor Jamie Tuttle joins us now. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
So much, my friend. What an honor to be on with you today.
Well, the honor is ours. I got to tell you, Pastor, I mean, I can tell that this is a message that the Father has placed in your heart, and you are passionately out there because for a time, may I say, such as this, where fatherlessness is, there's several ways to look at this. And that is that we're dealing with a lot of, you know, cultural problems. But the bigger problem is the one that are aligned with eternity and kingdom principles, which I believe is what you have focused on here now. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I believe, as you mentioned in the opening, that this epidemic that we have in our nation and literally around the world is really, to me, the key component issue to all things problem. If I could just use it like that, all things problem or problems.
Right.
I believe it's connected to the absentee figure in the home, in the house, in the marriage, and that is the husband and the father.
Yes.
It is the male figure in the home that caused us to have our weak link as a culture.
Right. Well, what's happened is you got to consider there's been a concerted effort to deconstruct the family unit. You know, let's
Absolutely.
Go back to Genesis. Did God really say? God sanctified the family. And so what happened is the evil one has gone after it. And here we are. He has sold us on this idea of convenience and my own personal right. I have a right to my body. It's not convenient to have a kid right now. My wife is a pain, and she's an argumentative type, so I'm just going to leave her and the kids. And so it's easy at that point when you've got that much momentum moving away from the sanctified institutions, sanctified by God, not by man. I mean, God himself sanctified it, but now you got man's own creation, man's own idea about how a society should be built. Well, how's that working for you?
Right, right. And I also say this, you're so right, and the problem has, this is not just something that started. You're right, it starts in the Word, it starts in Genesis. in terms of assignment and understanding of, here's the way I like to call it as a counselor, understanding your role as a man, understanding your role as a woman. What does that look like? Well, the two don't intermingle. One has one set of roles, the other one has the other. And most of the time, a young man, from a boy all the way up through adolescence, through high school, college, et cetera, he's not instructed, because it's absent, he's not instructed on how to be or fulfill his role as a man in culture,
exactly,
as a man in family, as a man in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. And then culture places upon him this responsibility that you're only a breadwinner. Outside of that, we don't have an assignment for you, and he gets lost in the weeds, and he's left, and then the family's left, and then there's this major division that causes us to have what we have now, which 70%+ of America's issues is strictly because of the absence of a man in the home.
And I would add this, Pastor, to that equation, is then you got you're nothing but raging hormones, and so, you know, let your hormones go out and play out, and let's debase women and ourselves. You've done everything you can to put a wrecking ball through the institution and through the mindset of young men and, dare I say, women. So it's no wonder that we're in a hot mess right now.
Well, and it's systemic. It is a planned system. It's a system in place. It's a well-oiled machine. And if we can destroy the family, we can destroy the church. If we can destroy the church, we can destroy the family. That's the way this thing works from an evil. You know this well as I do. There's a battle of good and evil that's always been, and it always will be until the end of time. And if we can destroy the greatest thing God ever created, and we celebrate the creation of all things, earth, but the greatest thing that God has ever created, Bill, is the family.
Yes.
Before there was a church, before there was a school, before there was an institution, there was the family unit. God dreamt it in heaven, and it manifests in the earth through a marriage of man and woman. There's no other way to fulfill God's plan of family except through the order of Scripture and the way He designed it from the beginning. So everything outside of that has an assignment to be distorting and to destroy God's original plan of family. And so if He can take the man out, He can take the family out. And
well,
I know
yeah,
we have
that's
all
it.
Kinds of dynamic. We have dynamic of single parent home and blended home and all of those. And I respect all of that, but the original plan is that prophet, priest, king being, that person who is in the man, by God's origin, in the home, and then he orders according to God, and I can go through all of that at some point, what those callings and purposes are in that man from the very beginning.
And I want to do that on the other side, because we'll have a little bit more time, because we only got about 2 minutes left here, just to kind of continue on with this foundation. And really, the bottom line that you're saying here, Pastor, is that we have violated the tenets that God has clearly laid out for us. So let's get back to, you know, if we would only do what God told us to do. But God is a redeeming God, because look what happened in the story of Ruth. How he reassembled and redeemed a new family, right? Which ultimately gave us Jesus, when you think about it.
Sure. And I think that's the key word, brother, is redeem and redemption. God always gives us another opportunity through his son, Jesus Christ. And of course, that's why whenever you're placed into a situation where, if I could say it like this very quickly, where God gives you a burden or a vision, a vision of pursuit, you know, like write the vision, you know, Habakkuk in the scripture there that says write the vision plain, write it down.
Right.
When people read it, those who come behind you that read it, they will run with it. And so recognizing that assignment on your life and through redemption, that's where we are right now. That's what my passion is. To redeem men, not for me, but Jesus redeemed men back to their right place to fulfill their purpose and calling of God in the earth in this last hour. That's my passion.
Yeah, and Jamie, we could learn so much from the Shema, right? Because the Shema tells us that when we rise, when we sleep, we sit down, you know, these are the things we meditate on. You know, we're meditating on God, and it's not just what we take in, but also what we share, right? How we're supposed to be sharing that with our children. You know, it's like God laid out the plan. We're just not following the plan. That's what you're saying, and I agree with you. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Pastor Jamie Tuttle, lead pastor of Dwelling Place Church International in Middle Tennessee. Thank you so much. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Less than 1% of the people in the Balkan region are evangelical Christians. We at the Tide Ministry are pleased to announce a new partnership with Media 7 Balkan, the largest Christian radio network in the region, currently reaching over 7 million people with the gospel. The goal of this partnership is to establish more indigenous Christian TV channels and radio stations throughout the Balkan countries. These channels will air personal testimonials from local believers to inspire interested viewers to learn more about the transformative power of the gospel. The goal is for every person in the Balkan region to hear the gospel and every believer to become a mature Christian grounded in the Word of God. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is using broadcast media to tell people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Just Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our guest is Pastor Jamie Tuttle, lead pastor of Dwelling Place Church International in Middle Tennessee. And we're talking about his new book, you know, that is so important and focuses on, you know, the challenges of fatherlessness and what it has done to dismantle the sanctified family. That's really what it comes down to. And I wanted to address in this segment particularly is the three roles that every man is called to, Pastor: prophet, priest, and king, right?
That is correct, Bill. I am a firm believer that, you know, when we're created in the image of God, we're equipped with gifting. And we see this throughout the New Testament. And I believe in that we can operate in, as I would say it, the giftings or the anointings that Jesus Christ operated in when he was in the earth, by example, by the ministry of Christ in the Gospels. And so I use terminology prophet, priest, and king for every man ever created from early on till now. And what that looks like simply is, you take these words and you apply them according to Scripture, how they apply, and then implement that into the life of the man. Mm-hmm. And so you have prophet, and you think prophet, you think Old Testament prophets, you think the major prophets, you think minor prophets, you think all of that, but what did they do? A prophet has always been known to go before God, get a word from God, or capture the sound of God, if you could say it like that. Mm-hmm. This is the way. This is the implementation. These are the commandments. We saw Moses at Mount Sinai. God gives him vision for the people and the children of Israel. He comes down the mountain. This is what the word of God is. Implement this into the culture. Implement this into the family. Implement this into life. The prophet hears from the Lord, or I should say, goes before the Lord, gets the word of the Lord, comes from the Lord, and then implements what the Lord has just said. Mm-hmm. The priest anointing.
And well, hang on one second, Jamie. Lest people think that this is a separate, you know, minister or ministry. This is something that God has called us all to, right? I mean, this is a universal application. It's not just for a select few, right? Because I think so sometimes, you know, again, this is what Jesus did when he died. The veil was cut in half. It opened the way directly to God.
Absolutely.
So this mantle of the prophet, priest, and king falls upon those who say, I want to follow Jesus, right?
Absolutely. It is in the yes of all mankind who accepts Jesus Christ.
Yes,
there's no doubt about it. Okay.
All right. Thank you for letting me bring that in, because I didn't want people to think, oh, well, then, you know, I should be looking to my pastor. You know, no.
And I appreciate you bringing that clarity, because my wife is my wife doesn't accept that I'm the only person in the house that hears from Lord either, you know. So,
well, you'd be the first male in a household if that was to happen.
I know better than that, but this we're strictly talking about today the role of
right.
man in the house.
Yes, okay. We get that. Okay, all right.
I establish it that way. So you have that prophet role, and my passion again is for men to realize this, that they understand that they're equipped with a purpose. Though driving a truck is great and important, provides for the family, there's so much more from God placed upon the man to be, to fulfill who he is. Okay, so you have the prophet, hears from God, delivers the word. Secondly is the priestly anointing. We know this from the book of Leviticus and the Aaronic covenant and the priestly anointing. And a lot of people get confused on that because they want to take the word priest and apply it to a certain denomination or a group or a sect and say, well, I don't know if I believe in the word priest, but the understanding of the word or the title priest is simply a shepherd or a pastoral figure.
Right.
It's John 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd takes care of or protects or looks after his sheep. I like to say it like this, that every man assigned to a family is gifted to be pastoral or shepherding over that house, over that household.
Yes.
It is crucial. It is, you know, the domain of the home, or the wife's only sense of domain or protection, is to say, for her to say, I have a house. I have a place to call my home, okay? The man figure is a shepherding figure, a pastoral figure over, not dominating. I'm not going down that road. That's not what I'm saying. But providing for that house, that household, what's in there, who's in there, and guaranteeing I am your pastoring figure. Now, a lot of people have a problem with that. To me, as a pastor myself in Cleveland, Tennessee, my first assignment is my family. That's my first church. When God told Adam and Eve, go multiply, go replenish the earth, he was in so many words saying, go recreate and make godly seed in the earth to believe the way I have raised you or created you.
Exactly.
It's a church ecclesia type of figure. And I like that. I pastor my family before I pastor anybody else's family. My assignment first is to be pastoral to my house, to be priestly to my family, my children, my two daughters, my wife. Then we get into the kingly anointing, which is my favorite. Revelation 5 says that, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is described as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Matthew 19. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's an anointing. That is a power on the Christ that says he's King of Kings. All kings ever been, all kings to ever be. But he also says in Revelation that he has made us kings and priests.
Yes.
So he's King of King, all cap, of kings, small cap. We have been made kings and priests in his kingdom. Now, I always like to ask men this: who's the greatest in the jungle? This is a lot, Bill. Just bear with me. Who's the greatest in the jungle? And everybody says, well, we all know that. We love the lion.
Lion King, yeah. Right.
King of the jungle. Well, why is he the greatest and the king of the jungle? Because everything in the jungle, the lion has access to. If he wants the zebra, he can have it. If he wants the wildcat, he can have it. If he wants the hyena, he can have it. All of those belong to he or she, but at the same time, if something strange wants to enter into the jungle, he becomes the protector of everything that actually he has access to. He doesn't want strange things entering into the domain of the jungle. That's the way every man is about. You tell me you're coming in tonight, Mr. Bill, and you're going to steal my refrigerator. You show up at the door with a hand truck and you say, I want that refrigerator. I want all the meat in your refrigerator. I'm taking the ice. I'm taking the drink. And I have the option to go, I don't know who you are or why you think you're coming in here, but I'm the king of this jungle, and you're not allowed to penetrate into this domain. Everything that I have belongs to me because God bestowed it to me. That's prophet, that's priest, and king. That's the order of the household effect, the family.
I love that. That's awesome. That is a great description of this pastor. It reminds me, you know, there's a new movie that's coming out, I think, what, in about 10 days, called Unsung Hero. I don't know if you've been exposed to it yet. It's the story of you have. Okay, so you know. And one of my favorite lines is a reference to Mother Teresa's line. It says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Is that powerful?
Awesome.
I mean, this really dovetails with what you're saying here. And and this movie, I know a lot of people are going to see this. I think it's a great movie in time for Mother's Day, but I see some Father's Day implication, because it is talking about these core values of the family that we've been talking about today too. So anyway, as we're talking, it just came to mind because we were just having a discussion with Focus on the Family, with one of their leaders about this. And you know, so it's a powerful movie, as they say, and it has a rhyme and reason with what we've been talking about, the three roles of every man called to be prophet, priest, and king. Pastor Jamie Tuttle, lead pastor of Dwelling Place Church International in Middle Tennessee, has been our guest. Pastor, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. Tuesday, the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. USA's John Schaefer.
That action will force the Democratic-led Senate to address the impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. In February, Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas, citing concerns about his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to swiftly move to dismiss the charges.
Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez being sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, which killed Hutchins. The judge said Gutierrez did not accept responsibility for her actions and has not shown remorse. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You know, we're often told that, if we want to make a positive change in our lives, then you need willpower, right? Oh, you got to just suck it up, buttercup. You got to be stronger than that thing that's tempting you. But we quickly realize it's not the only solution. Christians especially are instructed to turn to Scripture. It says we must renew our minds and take every thought captive, which I believe we find that in Romans 12:2, also in 2 Corinthians 10:5. But few of us know how to put these concepts into practice. And that's the idea, is that we have to, that's where it all begins, is we begin to practice and we improve, just like with everything else. The more you practice, the better you get at it, right? Well, Dr. Alan Weisenbacher is going to be joining us. He's the author of the Brain Change Program, 6 Steps to Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. If you don't need your brain changed or any renewal of your mind, then probably this isn't for you, which probably would only be 1%, I think, of all of us if we wanted to be, you know, honest with ourselves, because, you know, we can definitely gain a lot of wisdom and some ideas here from Dr. Weisenbacher. I mean, this is like a, you know, an absolute free house call that normally should cost you thousands of dollars to get this kind of wisdom. But here it is, because we're givers. Hey, we're happy to pass it on to you. We're still waiting for Dr. Weisenbacher. He's so wise, he doesn't want to answer the call here. Well, we'll find out. I guess we're caught up somewhere with him. But, you know, I have been one who I treasure this concept of mind renewal. You know, I've grown up with this idea of, you know, positive thinking and, you know, positive results. And, you know, some people, you know, they have different arguments about this. But I think for the most part, it definitely has paid dividends, because you choose to, as my old friend Casey Kasem would say, keep your feet on the ground, but reach for the stars. I love that line that he uses all the time, because it reminds us that you have to be practical, but it shouldn't stop you from reaching for the tallest definition of yourself. And how do you do that? I mean, do you just will it to be? Or, you know, it's that kind of, I remember when I was in a motorcycle class, we were taught fairly early in the class, is that the bike will go where your eyes go. So thought that was interesting. You know, it's kind of a target fixture. And you didn't even really think about that, because sometimes people get themselves in accidents because their eyes were on, you know, the wrong part of the road. So there was a lot to be learned there. And you may have heard me say before, in my office, I used to have this sign, and it's you know, from that great wise philosopher called Anonymous, said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I ended up changing that subsequently to say, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of his goal. So are you going to subordinate your thinking and your model, kind of like what we were talking about with Dr. Jamie, you know, with Pastor Jamie Tuttle earlier? Are you going to subordinate your rulership, you know, from yourself or to what God said? And I found in my years of experience, it always goes better when you follow God's model and you follow his prescription. And it's very clear. I mean, it's not that difficult. Although some people who have never read the word, it gets so funny. Those, oh, it's so difficult. I just don't understand the whole deal. And go, have you ever read the Bible? Well, you know, I've read a couple chapters. Good. And no, this is something you need to really immerse yourself in. You need to learn the language. And then you can say, hey, I'm multilinguistic. You know, I know English, but I also know Bible. Because it's important, you know, as Jesus said, I figure if Jesus says, look at, I don't live on, you know, man's food, but from every word that emanates from the mouth of God. I figure if Jesus himself said that, that's something, you know, that we should pay attention. And so there it is. And so we have this. And as we're in the Word of God, it will help you in this practice to renew your mind. But, you know, you first have to think about, okay, you know, does your mind, as I said early on, kind of halfway kiddingly, and only halfway kiddingly, is that, you know, do you need your mind renewed? Because if you don't think you do, then, you know, then all this is meaningless. But if you're looking to renew your mind, then you've got to go through this process. And the first one is, like everything, is you got to admit that you need renewing, right? And the thing is, when you think about that term renewing, what does that mean? I mean, you had to be new at some time in order to be renewed, right? So there is a standard, I believe, that's been established in our mindset that God has given us, that if we're true to that, then, you know, we're you know, we have a compass. We have an inner compass, so to speak, a moral compass, if you want to call it, a conscience, that leads us to understand the difference between good and evil, okay? But, you know, we also have the capacity to reject wisdom, to reject the truth, and to render ourselves stupid, so to speak, because we should know better. And usually it's so embarrassing when you know you should have known better and you know you should have did the right thing, but you didn't do the right thing. And you just, you know, you're just determined to do the wrong thing. And it's, you know, we're not talking just in this particular case about one mistake. I mean, we're talking about a series of mistakes, but a series of mistakes starts with one mistake. And so you need to decide, okay, what am I going to do with that mistake? Am I going to evaluate it? Am I going to think, okay, what was the root of that? And obviously, I mean, if you're seeing it as a mistake, you're seeing it as a negative benefit, right? So you want to, you know, evaluate that and say, okay, I don't want that negative benefit, so I need to renew my mind. So in renewing my mind, I'm going back to standard. I'm recalibrating my thoughts and my thought patterns so that I get the right production, right? The end game here, that I'm getting the right results. And this is the thing, you know, the more I study about God, is that when he created the heavens and earth, everything was all set for a predetermined outcome. And guess what? It wasn't, you know, an awful outcome. It was an outcome for our good, not for bad, not for evil, but it was for good, to give us a future and a hope, right? God had already put this in the infrastructure of the universe. And we're all part of that. So that if we're true to what God has laid out and we're in rhythm and rhyme with his infrastructure and what he has long established, as he told Cain, it'll go well. Please with you, right? And so that's what we're hoping to do. My Siri is talking. I don't know if you overheard my Siri. Somehow it picked up my voice. I must have resonated perfectly with it, and so it wants to talk to me. But you can't butt in, Siri. This is not your show. This is my show. So anyway, so are you tracking with me here? Is that if we're true to what God has established and we're in rhyme, it was kind of like a conversation we were having earlier, I think with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, is that it's this power force that's there, you know, whether we talk about peace or joy, it is constant. And it's like, okay, are we going to hold on to that power choice, you know, power source? Are we going to ignore it and try and do it on our own? But yet it's there for the taking if we would just, you know, surrender to it, reach out to it, and trust it. Because this is what God has put before us. And now, more than ever, you're going to realize the need for that power source, and you probably are already, because of the current cultural conditions. Much of these cultural conditions we're on, I get it. And I tell people all the time, it's not your fault. This is not your fault. This is being done to you. It's not being done for you. It's being done to you culturally. All right? And so what do you do about it? Well, you know, if you try and do it in and of yourself, you're gonna frustrate yourself, because you don't have enough. You don't have enough wherewithal and willpower in order to overcome, you know, these kind of things that are taking place. I mean, look at Donald Trump. With all the money that he has and prominence and the way they're coming after him, this is being done to Donald Trump, all right? And therefore, by extension, to anybody else who supports Donald Trump or who thinks like him, okay? So if you think conservative and you think of faith, this is all what they're doing to him, they're doing to us. And he might now be the one taking the bullets, but guess who's coming next if they're able to get away with this? So we have to rise above it, and the only way to do that is to reach out and plug in to that universal supernatural power source that will give us the wisdom to overcome the spirit of this age right now. Stay with us. We got to go to break. We've got more after.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would
would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got from Tennessee's 5th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives, the Honorable Congressman Andy Ogles joining us now. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for all that you do for spreading the word of truth and conservatism across the country.
Well, I appreciate you. You and I are joined at the mind and hip here, Congressman, because we both believe in limited government, lower taxes, and greater freedom, because at the end of the day, it's all about freedom, isn't it?
It is. And imagine that we simply ascribe to what our founding fathers intended. And if we could get back to that, I think some of the chaos that you see globally, some of the chaos that you see domestically would go away, because we're getting back to our core principles that have made us the dominant predator, the lone superpower in the world. But the moment we abandon our roots, the rest, history is yet to be written, but it doesn't look good, quite frankly.
Well, no doubt it's been hijacked by one party in particular. When they, in 2000, with their party platform, decided that God was no longer to be a part of their party platform, they were on a progressive move to really attack everything that was a tradition. You know, our institutions, our values, even our Constitution. This is why, you know, they're, I find them to be rather disingenuous when they talk about democracy. First of all, in America, we do not live under a democracy. This is supposed to be a democratic republic, but they've hijacked the language to, you know, fashion a narrative that is bamboozling people. And the people need to understand that, look, at this is their government. This is their country. This is we, the people, that this government is able to operate on based on the consent of the governed. But unfortunately, the governed have been manipulated and they've been flat out lied to. And this is why we're in the mess we're in right now, in my humble opinion, Congressman.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the transgender issue. I mean, regardless of where your listeners are on that spectrum, but you have 0.1% of the population that I would argue ascribes to that. But yet we're forcing this down the throats of our children. And so suddenly a very large or a very loud but small minority of the population is changing curriculum for our kids. How about we get back to the basics of writing, reading, and arithmetic? Let's do that. And forget about all the social engineering. But anyway, I mean, again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but as I sit here in D.C., I just landed, I'm frustrated with we have these huge issues facing this country, and it's distraction after distraction. Meanwhile, we're being invaded at our southern border.
Yeah, just as an additional issue, because we're ignoring these principles, these foundational principles. And Congressman, it is frustrating for you. You're right there in the belly of the beast. You know, we're outside of the Beltway, and we feel for your frustration. I mean, first of all, I mean, you are part of the House Freedom Caucus, and there's reportedly, you know, some tension there, which there should be. I think that's positive to have a positive dynamic tension within a group of people who can hammer these issues out. And I don't see the Freedom Caucus packing up their marbles and leaving Dodge, do you?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, again, it's frustrating. You know, we only have, you know, one-third of the government, if you will. But look, you know, as a freshman, I've authored 99 pieces of legislation. I've gotten 37 of them passed through the House of Representatives. I've gotten 3 of them signed by the president. And so you keep attacking, you keep trying to correct course and try to save the republic. I didn't come here to quit. I didn't come here to lay down to the D.C. elite. I came here to fight for my district, to fight for my state, and ultimately fight for my family. And in doing so, I'm fighting for yours.
Well, and this is why we say repeatedly that we need to have reinforcements, you know, for, you know, conservatives, because if we're going to take our country back, we need a power, force, and commitment of, you know, a breed of courageous patriots who want to come back, because the deep state is deeper, I think, than people realized.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the surprising things when I got here. And you know, I'm not trying to sound naive, but, you know, there's a lot of Republicans, quite frankly, love them to death, or my colleagues. But when they go back home to their district, you know, I'm ranked the fourth most conservative member of Congress, to give you context. So they sound like me in their district. But when they come to D.C., they don't act like me. They don't vote like me. They don't put forward the same pieces of conservative legislation like I do and Eli Crane does, or Ana Luna or Andy Biggs or some of the others. And so there's this kind of two sides of a coin. But look, you know, I was the grassroots candidate when I first ran. I don't have a filter. I'm very polite, but I don't have a filter. It gets me in trouble sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you. But that being said, the people in my district, they know where I stand. And
exactly.
We can fervently disagree on an issue, and we can go have a cup of coffee otherwise or afterwards. But they know I'm up here fighting. And if I get it wrong, I'll go back to my district and I'll say, hey, here was the mistake. Here's how we fix this, and then this is how we move forward. And we've got to get back to that. Look, our founding fathers weren't perfect, and they didn't get everything right. But they laid out a template and a roadmap for us to be the God's gift to earth. And we have an opportunity to save that. Always liken our economy and, quite frankly, our country to the Titanic. It's a big ship, and it turns slowly.
Right.
And we know that we need a correct course. And if we don't, there is a catastrophic collision ahead. But I believe there's still time, and that's why I'm fighting.
Well, Andy, you got to admit, I mean, there's some foundational issues for the elected officials when, you know, and you entered as a freshman, and I'm told this is the case. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard echoed this just the other day when she had said that, you know, when you go in for orientation, you're told immediately that your number one job as an elected official is to get reelected. So what does it take to get reelected? It takes money. And the money is at those beltway cocktail parties in those areas that, you know, the leverage pullers of the bureaucracy, the K-Streeters and that are going to dictate policy. And, you know, for some, they justify and feel, okay, it's worth the compromise. But I appreciate your honesty and your integrity that you're holding to your commitment to your constituency. And that's what we need more of. But, you know, this has been unfortunately, a longstanding tradition that's it's been held on the Beltway. And it compromises our government and the legislation that is produced, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think even right now, when you look at this, the kind of the tension with the speaker and will Marjorie do the motion to vacate or not, I mean, that kind of same mentality is where we're at, right? You know, protect the majority, protect the majority. I would argue if we're doing the right thing for our country, the rest will take care of itself.
Right.
So don't compromise with the Democrats. Don't pass the same pieces of legislation that Nancy Pelosi would pass. Let's not do the things that Barack Hussein Obama did that put our country on the wrong course. Let's do what Trump was doing. Let's fight. Let's be bold. Look, and Trump's not perfect. We all know that. And full disclosure, I've endorsed Trump and he's endorsed me. But that being said, he had policies. This country was stronger under Trump. This economy was stronger under Trump. This country was safer under Trump.
And
there's no denying that. Absolutely. I think that's why we're going to win in November. We're going to win the Senate. We're going to win the White House. The real question is can we stay on course? Can we fight the good fight and retain the House of Representatives?
Exactly. And, you know, this idea that we're losing House members, you know, before the term is up, when you've got such a small margin, you know, to hold the majority. I mean, the last thing we need to happen is for the gavel in midterm somehow or even in the latter term to be turned over to Hakeem Jeffries.
Well, and, you know, and even Trump was critical, you know, in the last week or so of Ken Buck and Gallagher for leaving early. Look, they made a commitment to their districts. And with the timing of Gallagher leaving Congress, that seat will go unfulfilled until the next election. So those people don't have representation. So, look, I understand there's extenuating circumstances. But that being said, to vacate a seat and to leave it unrepresentative is really a disservice to not only his district, his state, but to the country.
Yeah, without a doubt. Congressman, you're a member of the House Financial Services Committee. What is your main target in these remaining days of this, of this session?
Well, you know, for your listeners, you have A, B, and C committees. A are the hardest to get on. Financial Services, one of those A committees. And arguably, it's the nerd committee. It has to do with banking and the economy and interest rates and those sorts of things. But it also deals with all of those agencies, all those alphabet agencies that over-regulate our economy. And so to your question is, we're really trying to push back and put them back in their place. Because what you've seen, and we knew this when you look at the EPA and so forth, that certain agencies were rogue. They had too much authority. They were abusing their authority. But under COVID, what you saw was every agency do that. Every agency go rogue. Every agency push too far and take too much authority. And as members of Congress, we've got to take that power and pull it back. Because now what you have is you have, whether it's the ATF regarding guns or the EPA environment or some of the myriad of financial regulators, is they are creating legislation, which is the job of Congress, but they're doing it by simply passing a rule. They don't have that authority, and we've got to put our foot down and say enough is enough.
Well, Congressman Andy Ogles, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. Look forward to, you know, keeping the door open. Light's always on for you. You can come back here. Welcome. Give us an update. We didn't get a chance to talk about this measure to rename Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. after President Trump. Maybe next time we'll get to that. Okay, sir?
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much. Take care.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212.
Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a